Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. I am your host, Aaliyah, your purpose midwife, Miss On Fire to Inspire, as well as your personal coach, your personal biggest cheerleader. You know, you have so much in you that I want to see that God brings forth. So I'm telling you, before we get started on our praise party tonight, I want you to hit that share button so you can share with your friends and family, so that they can be a part of this praise party with us. But before we join in on the praise party, I got to thank our sponsors. I thank God for each and every one of them. We have Business Coach. She's a licensed realtor. She's a travel ambassador. Cornelia Brown, I tell you, she is a walking wealth of knowledge. She has a heart of gold, and she can help you get started in your own business. She can help you with your existing business, get it to where you want it to be. And then she could also buy or sell your home for you. That is Elder Cornelia Brown at 404-786-0873. Y'all, thank you so much for joining. For those of you who are joining us, hit that share button. We're going to jump in on that praise party in just a moment. But before we get started, I'm thanking all our sponsors, okay? So our next sponsor is mombizboss.org. So ladies, you don't have to be a mom to be a part of mombizboss.org. MOM stands for Multiple Operational Managers. And so connect with other mothers, aunts, or just women with their own businesses, and connect with these ladies and be able to network, and because you don't know who has something you're in need of, and you don't know if they have you have something that they're in need of. So go visit mombizboss.org and see what you can do with that connection, because it's an awesome, awesome, vast wealth of knowledge and great, great women. Get your detox teas, your health and wellness products at my site at bit.ly on fire to the number two, the word live, on fire to live. It's time for us to take care of these temples. We got to be better stewards of these temples that God has given us, right? Because we get one. And then also, you heard the intro song that is by Deidre Norvette. That's our own songbird here. And she has an EP called This Is Me. And I need y'all to go out there and show her some support. It's on all your digital outlets, and it's called This Is Me by Deidre Norvette. Go out there and show Mr. Girl some love. And then also, if you haven't gotten any of my books, On Fire to Inspire is actually available as an ebook, paperback, or CD. And then we have Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations, and then the 21-Day Mind Detox. And finally, if you have a child, we have a children's book, or I have a children's book that I wrote. It's a bilingual foundational teaching that teaches kids foundational English and Spanish, and it's called A Learning Book Just For Me. So if you have any children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, that's a great, great book that they would learn foundational English and Spanish. And the premise of that was teaching them and having fun with it without them realizing that they're learning, right? And then finally, ladies, if you are a person like me that love your accessories, thanks to Ultimately Unique You, go visit them on Instagram. You can get all your girls, you know, your cuties stuff. You can get purses. Go visit them and take a look. So for those of you who are joining us in on this praise party, I'm going to play a little part of that song. I don't own the rights to the song, y'all, but that song was in my spirit so much this morning. And when I was on my walk, because y'all know this is day 56 for commitment to self, right? And I was on my walk this morning, and I was like, I heard that song blaring. And y'all had nothing playing, but I heard it in the spirit. And so God was just confirming for me that that is our topic tonight. We're going to put a praise on it Tuesday. So I'm getting ready to post that link. Whoever want to come on in and let's talk about this, putting this praise on it. There's so much for us to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for, so much to just praise Him for. It's not about putting a praise on it for things, but putting a praise on it because of who He is. So when I tell y'all, this song has been blaring in my spirit all day from this morning to tonight. And I'm talking about, at this point, it's been like 12 hours of just blaring in my spirit. So I had to go find it for y'all and play it. Because it is time for you to put a praise on it. There are some things that you're putting a praise on that you see that's about to manifest. That might not even be here, but putting a praise on that thing. Woo! And then I have some testimonies even shared today on some things that God has done. So, hey, I just put that link in. If you don't want to be seen, you don't have to be. You can turn the camera off, just see your voice. Or you can dial in on online radio show. And you can dial in at 929-477-2178 for those of you who do not want to be seen or you don't have the capacity to, you just want to be heard completely. So, you have two options. But let's talk about this one. This is, I put a praise on it. I was preparing for this, I just thought, Lord, you gave me the topic, but you didn't tell me how this thing was going to go and how this thing was going to flow. And guess what he said? And I had to pause it for just a second. He said, it's not about a plan, but it's about a praise. So tonight it's going to be about a praise. I just start hearing in my spirit as well. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And then right after that line, it says, let everything that has breath, it says, praise ye the Lord right after that, right? So that, I think it's Psalms 150:3. But I'm telling y'all, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord tonight. And we're going to have our own praise party. And so if you have people, you know, have them dimmy down us beside you, you go ahead and tell them, excuse me, because I'm going to put a praise on it tonight because this is your praise party. And I'm here with you and you're here with me. And we're going to do it. So click on that link if you want to participate in the live stream. You can come on the screen. You don't have to come on screen. Like I said, if you want to be seen, you keep your camera on. If you don't want to be seen, just turn the camera off and we will hear your voice audibly, but we will not see you. And just click on that part that says StreamYard.com with the letters and number behind it, and you'll be able to come in on that with me. But I'm playing a little bit more of this, but when I tell y'all, I just been having a third party today. God is so faithful. God is so faithful. You know, when you think about just his goodness in all of it, you know, it's 808. It's so funny because I love numbers. 8 is new beginnings, right? So it's 8:08, and I'm looking at, okay, today is the 13th. I'm 5 days away from my birthday, and I look at that 5 being the number of grace. When I tell y'all there's a praise on this, you have to find, you ain't got to look for anything to praise God. Just praise Him from the depths of your soul and depths of your heart. Hey, great evening to everybody. Hit that share button and let somebody become a part of this praise party with us. We are looking for those who want to share with us tonight. All you have to do is click on that link that I just posted in there, and you can come on in, or you can dial 929-477-2178, and we will bring you in on the online. But when I tell y'all, so God is too faithful for you to sit on it. Don't let my walk cry out for you. I know I ain't letting nobody know what cry out for me. But I tell y'all, there was a scripture that I found, and I'm just going to wait. Some of y'all trying to get unshy, because I'm going to get my praise on with or without y'all. But there was a scripture that blessed me, and I'm going to share it with y'all real quick. So that was a scripture, and it's a message version of the scripture. And in Psalms 103 and 2, it's a message version. It says this: "Oh, my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I'll bless his holy name. Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing." Y'all, did y'all hear that? You don't even have to look for it because you can't even forget about it. God has just been too good. It is. This is our own. What did I say? Put a praise on it. Tuesday praise party. So, hey, anybody want to participate in it with me? Click on that link. Let's talk about it. Let's chat about it. But, y'all, God has been too good. Like I said, I'm 5 days away from my next birthday. I'm healthy as a horse. Fit as a horse. Great evening to you, my sister. When I tell y'all, God is so awesome. And it's not about something that has happened for me, but that's what God said to do tonight. So when I tell you he's been too good to sit on him and sit on his goodness, to sit on a praise, no, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to allow you to do it either. So you allow yourself to come out of yourself and just praise God. I don't care what kind of space you're in. I don't care what it's looking like. I don't care what it's feeling like. Just praise God. Hey, great evening, my sister, my Georgia folks, all up in the house. Great evening to y'all. I tell y'all, God is so faithful. He's so faithful. But this morning, I kept hearing that in the spirit about 6 something this morning. And then I got out and got started on my walk. And I guess I start hearing it again about 7:30. I just kept hearing it. And a lot of times I'll have music and I'm, doing my walking job. And the music on, but I didn't have anything on it. Y'all would have thought I was hearing that song. But I said, okay, God, I hear you. Put a praise on it. Tuesday is a song. What's going on, Apostle? Great evening and salutations to you as well. Put a praise on it. Tuesday, y'all. That's what it's all about. God has been too good not to do so. So click on that link. Let's talk about, let's chat about this praise. Because like I said, we're not going to let no rocks cry out for us. We're not. Absolutely not. So, y'all, when I tell y'all, I tell you, I give God praise for all things. This time last week, we had my uncle, that's like my dad, had surgery. And I was like, now listen, all these surgeries, but God is faithful because the surgery was, he went through surgery, flying colors and everything. But, sometimes things happen and make you, get kind of nervous. And you say, what? Mm-mm. But what you got to do is remind those things that God is still faithful. And when you remind those things of who your God is, then you'll put things back into perspective of, my God is bigger than this, regardless of what it is. So I tell y'all, put a praise on it. Wherever you are, I don't care what your bank account looking like. I don't care what the car looking like. I don't care. Give him a praise. I dare you to praise him. I want you to have a yet praise in your spirit. A yet praise. A yet praise. Y'all, when I tell you. But one of my sisters wanted to share her testimony, and let me see if she's going to come in and share tonight. Nicole, you coming in tonight? You had a testimony that you just found out about, like since we've been chatting in the group. You gonna share your testimony with us tonight? I tell you, God is faithful, and I know another one of my friends. He's on set right now, but God is faithful. He got blessed with yet another opportunity to show God what the King show. Show the world what the kingdom looks like in the media mountain, right? So he's on set. He wants to be able to join us, but he couldn't join us tonight. But I tell y'all, God is faithful, and he's doing some magnificent things even beyond what you can see with your physical eyes. So I want you to start seeing and praising him, not just for things, not just for what he's doing, but just praise him for being God. Praise him for being Abba. Praise him for just loving you like he does. Because y'all already know, we can fall short of his glory. We can be silly. But God, right? Yes, Prophetess, how you doing, Prophetess?
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Great. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good.
You had a testimony you were sharing in the chat. I said, oh, I felt your spirit. I said, she got the chef.
Yeah, I'm just so excited. I during the pandemic, I was on unemployment, and I had one in, oh my God, I want to say over 13 years, 14 years, I've been wanting to do Christian counseling, and I've never could find a class where it conflicted. It always had a conflict with my work schedule, always. So I was just like, you know, maybe God don't want me to do this. I know I feel an urgency in my spirit, but I can't never find a class. It was just so crazy. And so during the pandemic, I was talking to a friend, and she said, oh, you know what? I know somebody that's having a class. And I was like, no. First of all, I've seen a Zoom. I was on a Zoom thing with my friend, and the guy, Dr. Conyers, he was talking about, you know, he does mental health and all these things, and then he started talking about the class. And so I was emailing him, and I would never get a response back. And I was like, here we go again. And my friend called me one day, and she was like, I remember you saying you want to take a Christian counseling class. And I was like, yeah. She was like, I've seen one online. Let me hit my friend up. It's on his Facebook page and get the information for you. So I was like, okay, great. She sent it. Everything worked out. Let me tell you how this was such a struggle for me. But God is so good and so faithful. I did not have a laptop during the pandemic because I didn't have internet service. I had a laptop, I had a tablet, but I didn't have internet service.
Okay.
All I had was my phone. I did 10 weeks of Christian counseling, reports, homework. One of the books was 180-something pages that was emailed to us, and I literally would go back and forth on my phone, and I did those 10 weeks. I was just like, oh, my God, how did I do that? And I know it was nothing but God. And then today, you know, we have put our paperwork in and everything. The paperwork has to go through investigation and everything because you literally have to be investigated to make sure that, you know, everything was good with you. And today I got the email that tomorrow night, even though it's late notice, but it's fine, tomorrow night we're having an announcement of the graduates on Facebook Live. And for the people, because not everybody lives in New York, for the people that's not in New York, the people that's in New York, there is actually going to be like a handing out ceremony. But just the fact that I finished that class 10 weeks on my cell phone. Most people would have gave up. Most people would have said it's too much work. Even when I tell people, they're like, girl, how you did that? Like, that is too much aggravation. It's too much work. The back and forth, how did you read it? You know, was the words big enough? But I tell you, I was determined.
Yes.
I was determined because yes, it was something that I've been feeling such an urgency for. And it is so crazy because during the pandemic, right before the pandemic, I had a conference. And during the pandemic, I actually put my paperwork in to establish my business. So my organization, it's not really a business, it's an organization. So I'm an organization. I'm an LLC. Push is an LLC, Pushing Until Shifting Her. And I'm just waiting for the state to completely clear me for the 503C. What? How do you say?
501C3.
I'm just like, excited that all of this stuff happened in a pandemic, you know,
when
everything was shut down, with the people, you know, was dealing with so much depression and so much, you know, people losing jobs. Like, most of my coworkers lost their jobs. I do have a job. My hours were cut, but God still saw fit, you know, that I'm at the job. But at the end of the day, I got so much accomplished during the pandemic, and I am just so grateful. So I got to pray. I'm going to let it out. The enemy tried so many times during this pandemic, doing the paperwork for the business, doing, you know, going to class. I'm telling you, the enemy tried. There was nights where Zoom wouldn't work for us. Like, I'm telling you, everything he tried, but God just all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I thank God because I'm going to tell the people, praise is your weapon. We don't only use praise to give God reverence, but we give praise to, because it is a weapon. When the enemy comes in, if you put a praise, let me tell you, that enemy got to back up. He got to flee. Because when you give God the glory that belongs to God, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of your mess, in spite of the trial, in spite of the tribulation, in spite of the short, I'm telling you, God gets the glory and God will open up. Oh, my shakari abasosi. Oh, my God. God will open up the heavens and blessings will fall because you didn't give up, because you didn't let the enemy stop you, because you didn't complain, because you didn't murmur. I'm telling you, I challenge the people. I challenge them. I mean, I don't think they understand. I challenge them. Every time they want to complain, to put a praise on it. Put a praise, put praise in the midst of your complaining and watch how that situation turn out in the end. I tell you, we serve an awesome God, and I get excited. You know, people probably like, what is this lady talking about? But I'm telling you, I am a living witness that when you put a praise on it, when you put praise in the midst of trials and tribulation, God turned that thing around for your good, and we know can't nobody do it but God.
Nobody.
We serve an awesome God. Let me tell you, I preached a message some years ago, and I'm just going to give you one thing I said, and I'm going to shut up.
One thing I said
is, when we praise God, it is like a baby crying to a mother when they want to be fed or when they want to get their pamper changed. That's how God responds to our praise.
So if we have
any mothers on the line, any mothers that's on the broadcast, and you know when your baby cried, because you know the difference in your baby crying. You know when they just want to get picked up. You know when they want to be, when they're hungry. You know when they want to get their pamper changed.
But
those two things, basically, or if your baby is in pain, the pamper needs to be changed, or they're hungry, you know that you're going to go and see about that child. And that's what happens when we put a praise on it, when we open up our mouth and we praise God. That is how God responds to us. He responds to us like a mother that responds to their crying child. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like this?
Yes.
I'm just excited.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all don't understand. Y'all really don't understand.
Yes.
And it might be something so minute to someone else, but over 13 years wanting to do Christian counseling, knowing now definitely in the pandemic that it's so needed, because I counsel anyway. And then on top of it, it's going to help my organization, because that's part of my organization with counseling and mentoring, you know. And to have that paperwork to say, I'm legal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It is just amazing. And the trials, like a cell phone, really. A cell phone. And let me tell you, that class, it is like taking psychology all the way. Everything is mental, behavior, and anxiety and depression. So it wasn't like no little ABC 1, 2, 3. No, it was major stuff that we were studying in that class, you know. But to God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. I thank God. I thank God. God knows the day and the hour, the time, and the season of what we need and when we need it. And I give him all the glory.
You know, when you said, the first time you said that cell phone, I got tickled, because he'll take the foolish things to confine the wise. See, some people using the cell phone to sit and gossip, or they're using it just to scroll through. But you said, God, I'm on assignment. So you took that cell phone and you utilized it to do that what he placed on the inside. Because you said, what did you say? You said, I felt a sense of urgency. And because of your perseverance, girl, you're going to make me shout up to him. I tell you, don't bless my whole soul tonight. I appreciate that. I tell you, when you shared that in our chat, in the group chat with the other ladies, I just felt your spirit. It was like you were cutting cartwheels in the spirit right with me. So I was right there with you. So let me tell you this. When there's a want to please God more than to please people, you'll do whatever it is that you got to do. When you told God, God, I've given you my yes to do whatever you've called me to do. And so, for an example, I told you I moved back to South Carolina. Well, right. Because I live so deep in the country, my internet is satellite internet. It's, well, I'm going to tell you what it's like. It's modern day dial-up, okay? So I've been coming between the studio at my church or my uncle's house or my other aunt's house for the last 16 months. But the assignment has to be complete. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not stopping because of that internet. I said, what? No. Because, and then God shifted everything to where everything, every show we have, is the Holy Spirit giving me the topic. It's not, well, Leah interviewing this person or whatever. No. And you've gotten several congratulations on your achievement. And I tell you, you can go back and read the comments, but I tell you, you know, God is so faithful, and I commend you, and you just continue to do what God is calling you to do, because I'm telling you, you barely scratch the surface of what he's telling you to do. You just had like a little, you know how you have like on the little scratch and sniff type thing? You just kind of scratch it a little bit. You can't even sniff it yet because you ain't even scratched enough of it to sniff. When you want to please God more than people, you will give him a yes. Yes. And so it's so much about being in alignment with him and your heart being in alignment with his heart. So I tell you, you just, like I said, I bless my whole soul tonight. Thank you so much for joining me on the praise party.
Glory.
God bless you. Amen, amen. Anybody else joining us tonight on the praise party? We are praising. Papa to share it with us, y'all. She's been wanting to do this for years. But during this pandemic, she didn't allow the pandemic to take her to a place. They cut her hours. She was, she said that several of her friends were unemployed. But she said, but she still was like, okay, God, I'm going to do what you say do. And she did exactly that. And as a result, she's going to be getting her certification tomorrow. Congratulations again, my sister, I tell you. And so what I say to you is no more excuses. She just showed us that she eliminated every excuse because she had her electronics, but she didn't have internet access through being able to utilize her laptop and things of that nature. So she had to use her cell phone. So eliminate every excuse. And like she said, I challenge y'all to, instead of complaining about it, put a praise on it. I love that, Prophetess. We're going to have to put that on there and do that as a share or something. We're going to have to do something with that. Because I tell you, if we shift our mindset to, instead of saying something of what we're seeing, saying, okay, God, you know what? This is so not you. So I'm going to go ahead and call it to where it is to be, what it is. And so, and I did exactly that last week myself. Okay, I see this, but I declare this. And what I declare, it manifested just like that. And so, you have the power and authority, so start putting a praise on it. Don't complain, and don't jump in on somebody else's pity party. Go ahead and have your own praise party. Oh, that's another one, Pastor T. That's another one. don't be a part of somebody's pity party. You go ahead and have your own praise party. Thank you all. Yes, I've been telling everybody during this pandemic, no excuses. Absolutely. No excuse. None. Anybody else want to join me? Let's talk. You don't have to be seen on the camera unless you want to. If you want to, click keep your camera on. And if you don't, cut your camera off. Let's chat. I tell y'all, I do a show every year, Thanksgiving week. I remember that year. It was either my first year. It was my second year because my first year I started in December. That year, I was asking God, okay, God, what show am I going to replay? What show am I going to replay? And God kept saying, what are you thankful for? And I was like, well, Lord, I'm thankful for everything. You know, I'm thankful. And I kept hearing that. I was like, okay, Lord, I'm 2 hours away from the show. What you want me to play? And he was like, no, that is your topic. What are you thankful for? And at that time, I was interviewing people. He said, and your guest are going to be your show, are people who are listening, your listeners. And when I tell y'all, there were some people that said they were like this, but by the time the show was over with, they were like this because they heard so much to be thankful for. Hallelujah. Don't get in somebody else's pity party. Have your own praise party. Yes. Don't be a part of anybody's pity party. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love it, ladies. Pastor T, I love it. Pastor Coulter as well. Y'all blessing me. Y'all blessing me. Y'all ain't going to join me on the screen tonight. But I tell you, you don't have to be seen if you don't, you know, if you're not in a space where you can be seen. You can cut the camera off. If you have something to release, hey, come release. Because it's about having that praise tonight. It's all about putting on a praise, I tell you. But again, like Prophet has said, no more excuses. Time out for excuses. I can't believe we are already in. Are you still cooking dinner? Okay. I can't believe we're already in October, and so many people have, I'm not going to say lost all these months, but they haven't maximized, that's the word I'm looking for, they haven't maximized the potential of those other months. But guess what? It's okay, because what we're here to do now is help you see that you can maximize this next couple of months. This month, November and December, maximize, because guess what? That's what I plan on doing even with myself. Today is day 56 of commitment to self. I have health goals and wellness goals. I've almost achieved them. I think I'm about 6-7 pounds away from my goal. And that was what I did for me. Not to me, oh, we want to do this before your birthday. Or this was what Aaliyah was doing for Aaliyah to make sure that, okay, God, you've called me to this assignment, but I can't do it if I don't even have energy. I can't do it if I'm sick. I wasn't sick, but I was being proactive, because how can I tell you, let's go do this, and I can't even keep up with you because I'm out of breath? The devil is a whole liar. No, it's time for us to do what we know we got to do, because it's all about being in alignment with doing what God is calling us to do. Our assignment is too large. It's too large. You have too much greatness on you, in you and on you to sit on it any longer. Oh, I felt that. You felt that, Pastor T. It is time for you to stop sitting on the greatness on the inside of you. It's time. Get up. It's time to get up. Rise up. It's time to go. And so I admonish you. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and place a command and a demand in the spirit that you go ahead and come in alignment with what God is saying for you to do before 2020 ends. It is time for you to go ahead and make it happen. Well, how am I going to do it? You know what? I don't know how you're going to do it, but you go ahead and seek God. And I'm in total agreement with you, because y'all already know we're two or three gather. And so we're going to go ahead and gather. We're going to touch and agree. And we're going to make these things happen. Why? Not because I'm getting the glory. It's because God's getting the glory out of your life, out of your obedience, out of your yes. It's time out for us saying, well, I don't know. Prophetess just showed us. She said, I took a 10-week class with a class with 180-something pages off of a cell phone. No more excuses, y'all. So it's time to get up. It's time to rise up. What was that God gave me some years ago? He said, it's time to rise up. It's time to give it back to me, Holy Spirit. It's time for you to make it happen. Yes, 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 yes. Pastor Colt said, it's time to make it happen. It is. I got it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God said it was time to awaken, arise, and move. That's what he gave me a couple of years ago. And I asked the Holy Spirit to bring it back to my remembrance. So some of y'all that's been going through these last couple of months during the pandemic like this, or like this, or like this, just passed out sleep. Mm-mm. So it's time for you to awaken. It's time for you to arise. And it's time for you to move forth in that thing. That was one book. She had another book, 140 pages, y'all. Right, Pastor T? Pastor Kelton? No more excuses. She had more than one book with all the pages. My God. So it's time for you to get out of that. What was that God gave me? He said, tell them to awaken, sleeping giants. So it's time for you to get up, sleeping giant, and it's time for you to move. It's time for you to move. And I can't wait to hear the testimonies. So y'all make sure y'all DM me and tell me about the testimonies. Because, oh, I tell you, I've been doing like when Prophetess Nicole posted that in our group. When she said that, honey, I was cutting cartwheels in the spirit with her today. We were having our little praise party all by ourselves. God is so faithful. And so as your purpose midwife, it's not for me to just sit here and coach you on and not propel you to do all that God has placed on the inside of you. I don't care if, you know, if your childhood told you differently. I don't care if mama, daddy, cousin, old friend, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, ex-husband. I don't care who said it. Guess what? I'm going to tell you, we go ahead and counsel all of that. It's already been rejected. It's already been just sent out into the abyss. I tell you that there is greatness on the inside of you. I speak to that greatness right now, and I tell you it's time for you to awaken. It's time for you to move. It's time for you to arise, and it's time for you to just do. It's like, y'all, me and, for some reason, me and planes and helicopters in the spirit, I see them all the time. But I see, like, for you to just, like, you're taking off. And I see you just moving in the spirit. And I need you to go with me in your mind and take yourself there. Even if you don't have the imagination or the place of being able to foresee, I'm going to see for you, and I need you to go there with me. So I see you rising. I see you up there at, what did it say, you're at a safe altitude now, and you can take your seatbelts off. So guess what? You're at that safe altitude now. You can go ahead and take your seatbelts off. You can go ahead and start moving about the cabin. It's time for you to move. Oh, my God, I felt that on my whole soul. Jesus, 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 y'all. See, when it's about the praise for them, when you tell God you've given him your yes, when you're telling God, God, whatever you say, do, it's all about you getting the glory, because it's about me being on assignment to fulfill your will. It's not about me getting no likes. It's not about me having 1,000 people. I don't care if I have 5. I don't care if I have 1. But if that one gets what God says to do, it's all about him getting the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. My God. Woo, y'all just done blessed me tonight with this praise party. We done, hey, all by ourselves, Jesus. All right, y'all. So anybody else want to join me tonight? Again, this is the last final call. If you want to come in, click on that link. You can come on in. You can turn the camera off if you don't want to be seen. Or you can dial in at 929-477-2178. But, y'all, we're going to have to post some of these sayings. Prophetess saying that she said instead of complaining, put a praise on it. We got to post that. We got to post the one that you and Pastor T and Pastor Carter, y'all both posted the one I said. I don't even remember what I said because it wasn't me. It was the Holy Spirit. So I have to go back and read the comments. When I tell y'all, the Lord said, I'm going to give you the topic, but I'm not going to give you a strategy. He said, you can have some scriptures ready. And you can give them a scripture to put in their spirit and to carry them, but you're not going to have a structure. Because in this hour, I don't need people who can just follow protocol. I need people that can hear me and follow me. Whoo, that just blessed my whole soul, y'all. So in this hour, he just wants you to be obedient and follow him. He's going to give you the directions. He's going to steer you. He's going to tell you everything to do. He just needs you to do it. Be willing to do it. Give him your yes. Get up, y'all. Get up. Sleeping giants. Get up. Get up. Get up. Hallelujah. Y'all know what? Before we go tonight, I'm going to go ahead and pray. I never pray before I leave the show. I don't know why I don't do it, but I'm led to do so tonight. Father, I thank you for each and every person that's on here with us, whether they're live, online, radio, or if they're listening to the playback. Father, I thank you for them now. Father, I thank you that each and every person, everything that's been lying dormant on the inside of them, God, I call forth an awakening right now. God, I thank you that they're giving you your yes in their spirit. And Lord, with their mouth, oh God, I thank you for them giving you a yes. And Father, we counsel every distraction. We counsel every denial. And Father, I thank you for the forthcoming testimonies and testament, because they said yes and they walked in obedience, oh God. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for this praise that we have on the inside that's exuding on the outside, oh God. And we bless you. We praise you. God, it's not about praising you for doing things, but God is praising you for being Abba to us. God, we bless you. We just magnify you. We exalt you for who you are in us and who you are to us. We love you now, and it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So, y'all, thank y'all so much for joining me tonight. Your purpose midwife, Aaliyah, your Miss On Fire to Inspire. God said he was shifting me into the purpose midwife. So, people call me Miss On Fire to Inspire, so I do that for the people. But God says I'm your purpose midwife in this hour. So, it's not about a protocol, following the protocol, about following him. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, if you miss anything, y'all go ahead and listen to the playbacks, the recording, or whatever, because God just did that thing. I tell you, he just, it's all about him, y'all. It's all about him. So y'all get ready. I need some of y'all to get your notebook. If you don't have a notebook, I need you to go get a little planner, whatever. I need you to start writing some things down. Whatever God is giving you here or you're hearing, just I need you to download it. And I just need you to just write it down. And as you're seeing the things that you're writing, you're going to start seeing yourself check it off and check it off and check it off. All right? Y'all, I'm going to pray this out. So, love y'all. Love you too. And I will see y'all next week. Same time, same place on On Friday and Spy. See y'all soon.